Hello again. One of the key responsibilities of UN Habitat is to provide advocacy for the poor and awareness raising, and this is what we will look at in Chapter 6. The UN is famous for organising big and often frustrating meetings, but also for being the lead advocate of the poor. Do you really reach the world opinion through such meetings?
Yes, indeed, we are organising a number of meetings, small and big. And in fact, at Habitat, we have organized a few very important meetings. The first very important one was in Istanbul in 1996. It was called Habitat 2, or the City Summit. And at that time, in June 96, we had a participation of 20,000 people in different forums, political delegates, so that is government representatives, NGOs, research people, local authorities, 500 mayors, etc., etc. So this was a huge success, and this in fact brought the issue of urbanization on the world scene. We had many leaders, many presidents. We had Benazir Bhutto, we had Fidel Castro, etc., etc. And more recently, early this century, starting in 2002, we launched the World Urban Forum, which has biennial sessions and which has become a very important meeting in our field. So our convening power, the UN convening power, is quite immense, I think, and we should use it more, because we are the only objective, impartial and neutral organization with 192 member states. So therefore, nobody can challenge the UN when we organize such meetings. Another way, of course, to raise awareness is through our numerous publications and our website. I think the website of Habitat has improved a lot in recent years, but it needs to be even broader and move a bit away, and this is what we are doing, we have done in the last few months, moving away from the what I would call the Kim Il-sung style, become more factual, a bit less romantic and less focused on the leadership of Habitat. It has to become more substantive. Technically, I think our website is quite good and updated every day, but there is still a lot to do on the substantive side. Let me go back to Istanbul, this conference in Istanbul. I think it was by far the biggest success of UN Habitat in terms of advocacy. Unfortunately, it resulted in a financial deficit of approximately $2 million. And therefore, in 1997, we went into trouble with the member states. But this is in Istanbul that the partnership principle was born and approved. In part, we had a partnership committee in Istanbul, chaired by my friend Martti Lujanen. And in this partnership committee, all partners of UN Habitat, the UN Habitat or UN Habitat Agenda partners, were able to speak by category. And this was, in fact, the first UN summit where not only governments but all partners were invited to give their views. In the meantime, just before Istanbul, in fact, in the year 94-96, we created two international forums from Habitat. One was the International Forum on Urban Poverty, which met in particular in Recife in Brazil, and the other one was the Urban Environment Forum. So these two forums were very active, but topical. And we decided later on to merge these two forums into the World Urban Forum. This came after the crisis of 97, which was in fact a result of the mismanagement, the financial mismanagement of Habitat 2. Therefore, we had to focus first in 98 on the revitalization of Habitat. So we had this revitalization starting in July 98. And then we prepared in the year 99-2000 what we called Istanbul Plus 5. This was a five-year review of the Istanbul session, the implementation of the Habitat Agenda, which was the main outcome of Istanbul. So we had this huge meeting also, but this was a special session of the General Assembly in New York in June 2001, I think it was also an excellent meeting, more formal than Istanbul and a bit smaller, of course. But it was a very good meeting, which adopted a good declaration on cities and human settlements in the new millennium. On this basis, in fact, we were able to upgrade Habitat to a program status at the end of 2001 and to initiate the World Demand Forum a few months later. So this was basically a succession of events which brought the issue of urbanization forward in the public opinion around the world. I should clarify that we don't directly reach the poor, of course, because there are too many, but I think we reach the opinion makers, those who are advising the policy makers. Sometimes we reach the journalists as well, but it's more difficult. I think we have a good influence, an important influence on policy advisors, on governments. Journalists are a bit difficult. Sometimes they are a bit fancy and diva style, I would say. They are looking for anecdotes, stories, and they are not very substantive. But for us, the most important target group are the policy makers and their advisors. And through these many meetings, particularly the important meetings, I think we reach these policy makers.
Thank you. You mentioned the World Urban Forum. Could you tell us more about it?
Yes, the World Urban Forum, in fact, was modeled on two forums, which were on the one side the World Economic Forum, which is known for the city hosted it in Switzerland, Davos, and the World Social Forum, which was initiated in Porto Alegre in Brazil. So thinking of these two, we discussed and we thought that it would be a good idea to create a World Urban Forum. And we had already the foundations for that one, which were, as I mentioned earlier, the International Forum on Urban Poverty and the Urban Environment Forum. So this was basically the background. So as I mentioned, after the Istanbul Plus 5 special session of the GA, our executive director focused on upgrading Habitat to program status. And this is something that I have to give credit to Mrs. Tibajuka. She did a good work, and at the end, only 6 months after the special session, the GA decided to upgrade Habitat to program status, and we became UN Habitat. Before, we were only UNCHS. In the meantime, I was, as the deputy of Habitat, preparing for the World Urban Forum, and basically, after managing Istanbul Plus 5 and drafting the declaration on cities, I moved to the definition of the World Urban Forum. I think I drafted a background paper towards the end of 2001, early 2002, and I took particular care of designing the forum as a platform for partners, basically using the precedent of Istanbul, of the Partner Committee of Istanbul, and trying to formalize it a little bit and creating a forum which would meet every 2 years on a biennial basis and regroup all partners of the Habitat agenda. So the first one was launched in Nairobi. In fact, this was the easiest thing to do in 2002, in April 2002, and then it moves to Istanbul. To Barcelona, a very good meeting in 2004 that I prepared with my friend Joe Mungai. And then 2006, it was in Vancouver in Canada, which was also celebrating 30 years of the Habitat itself, because the first conference of the UN on human settlements was in Vancouver in 1976. Then we moved to Nanjing in China in 2008, and recently to Rio de Janeiro in 2010 in Brazil. And each time we had more participation and more substantive debate. So this, I think, is one of the main achievements of Habitat, this World Urban Forum, which is now no longer under any discussion, which is supported by all partners, including by governments, which were at the beginning a bit reluctant because they knew they would not control it. It would be a partnership meeting. But finally, the World Urban Forum evolved as planned. Basically, the note I drafted at the end of 2001 was progressively implemented and Right now, we have really a good forum of partners. It is clearly not a negotiating body. It does not replace the Governing Council of Habitat. It is a place where you exchange ideas and you discuss success stories. You also discuss failure, of course. But I think it's a very good product of Habitat. In fact, now we are trying to move this idea to the national level and support the creation of national urban forums, which will be used by governments and their partners at country level to prepare for the World Urban Forum and also to discuss substantive issues at national level. We did that for the preparation to Istanbul. We created national habitat committees, but unfortunately many of them vanished, disappeared. So now we have to reactivate this discussion with partners at national level, and a few countries have already started establishing national urban forums to discuss urban issues. I think this is, again, the partnership spirit of Istanbul, which is alive in many countries. Now we are also preparing for the next World Urban Forum, which will be in the Arab states, and we will probably have it in April 2012.
Thank you. How about negotiating sessions like Copenhagen? They bring the UN to the forefront. How useful are they?
In fact, our issue, human settlements being essentially a national issue, is not subject to many formal negotiation like the negotiation on climate change, for instance. As we all know, Copenhagen was a fiasco. Recently, Cancun was a bit better. I think the negotiation in Copenhagen was not well managed, but this is not my business, of course. I should mention that we had a kind of a small Copenhagen in April 2005, that is 2005, at our governing council, where 5 years after the Millennium Declaration, we tried to discuss our Millennium target, which is what we call the Millennium Development Goal, Target 11, the slum goal of the Millennium Declaration, to improve the lives of slum dwellers. We submitted this idea to the Governing Council, asking them to reconsider that very modest target and also to try and have it nationalized, to transfer the global target to national objectives. And this was very interesting because in this negotiation we discovered, number one, that many developing country governments refused to have national target on slum. They didn't want to have targets. They wanted only global target, meaning that the world will achieve something, but no government will be responsible for that, no accountability at all. And secondly, we discovered that the rich country didn't want to earmark any special fund for slum upgrading. So basically, the discussion went on and on in the drafting committee, and finally, there was no resolution at all. Finally, they could not agree on revising, in fact, this target, which was, in fact, so modest that instead of being reached in 2020, as expected in the declaration, was reached by China alone in 2006 or 2007. So this target now is behind us. In the meantime, of course, the number of slum dwellers has also increased. But this was the way the negotiation is going on in the UN. Each country is trying to score. Each country is trying to show that it is independent, it is a sovereign country, but in the meantime, it's very difficult to have national targets. And this is quite a frustration for Habitat to see that the government, for instance, in Asia or Africa, where there are a number of slums, particularly in South Asia or in Sub-Saharan Africa, governments don't want to have any target. They are committed to the general declaration, but they don't want to implement it practically at country level. So this is something where the citizenship and where the NGOs have a big role to play to push their government to take real action. So this was a kind of small Copenhagen, but of course less important. Now, I think recently there was a more interesting meeting in Cancun. As I mentioned, we are making some progress on climate change, but very, very slow progress. in our field, it's a field which is more consensual in general, but also where you have much less public interest, much less media coverage, of course. So that's the situation of human settlements and urbanization. This is why our role on advocacy, on awareness raising is so important and has to increase. In fact, if Habitat had to do only one thing, it would be advocacy. And based on a few global reports, like the State of the World Cities report, which are extremely important, and that we have also, in fact, initiated in parallel to the World Urban Forum, each State of the World City report is published for each session of the World Urban Forum. This is something which is very important in terms of advocacy and that we should follow up more intensively.
Thank you very much. Well, that brings Chapter 6 to a close. Thanks for your attention.
Thank you.